White, Emma, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 11th, 1903. Dear daughter Emma White, I am very thankful to the Lord that you have returned home safely and have met with no accident and harm. I received the black headgear and wear it, and shall enjoy it. I have been very, very much burdened to place things in a proper light to be prepared for the Graysville meeting, and I hope that everything will be prepared, as far as human power can do this, that there will be no exhibition of hasty spirit, whatever may come up to appear inconsistent. The grace of Christ is a wonderful soother of the nerves. I wish to say that I am considering, since the burning of the Sanitarium and Review and Herald office, how things will now shape themselves. I feel now it is my duty to take the testimonies, some that have been printed in tract form, in warning them which warnings have been disregarded. It is a thing I have felt reluctant to do, but I think I must do it in order to clear my soul. I have been reading them over today and yesterday, the most plain matters in regard to the perverted principles in the publishing house in Battle Creek. The Lord has commenced his work of cleansing. I have written letters to Battle Creek, and I have sent the same to yourself, W.C. White, and to the ones I thought should have them. If they will take heed to these reproofs and repent and be converted, there will be a cleansing of the temple to some purpose. Oh, when we consider we are framing characters for eternity, what an enormity it gives to human life. And then to see what power Satan has over the churches to create discord and strife. What is coming upon our earth now is little understood. We have not as peaceable times to expect from the powers that be as would make our future a peaceful work in warning the world. May the Lord pity those who have hindered the work of advance. The persecuting powers of Rome will unite with the Protestant powers. For years and years, those who have had the light have not followed the light God has sent them, but they have preferred to walk and work in their own counsels. May they see, may they understand and prepare for what is before them. I have much to say. I have said much. The question of the greatest importance is, shall I be prepared to meet the issues that are coming up, and shall I have the robe of Christ's righteousness? Let the grace of God come into our hearts, and let them be full of his love. I want to see Jesus. I long to meet my Savior in peace. Children, keep the windows of the soul open heavenward and the windows closed earthward. We are praying for you every day that the Lord will lead you both in straight paths. Press your way through every difficulty, trusting in the Lord.